The X Factor is probably the UK's most talked about reality TV show of the last 9 years, and it's running into its 9th series now with some fresh new faces on the judging panel.
Louis, Talisa, and Gary.
It took off so well in the UK that Simon Cowell wanted to take it to the States, where it has actually taken America by storm, as it's the way through its second series with judges such as the one and only Britney Spears and Demi Lovato. But here, X Factor has now started to lose its viewers and ratings. But why? I asked members of the public if they watched X Factor and what they thought about it.
I watch it sometimes when, if there's nothing on TV.
The X Factor. I've watched it for quite a few years now, so every year I just watch it again.
No, I don't. It's not really something that I really enjoy. I like music, but the people on there aren't specifically that good, and I find it's more for entertainment than actual good quality music.
No, not this year, because I don't like the judges on it anymore.
No, I don't watch it because it doesn't really entertain me anymore. It's just lost everything it had.
No, I think it's a bit boring. Plus, it's all lies, really, isn't it? All they do is pick the people the best sob story. If someone really did die in your family, why would you just like tell the whole nation about it?
But I don't think it's as good as it's been in past years. I don't think it's been as good since Simon Cowell left, and that's why I prefer X Factor USA, because I think it has better judges.
I've only watched about 2 episodes, but I'm not really interested in it.
As you can hear, ratings have dropped due to factors like Simon Cowell leaving and now have so-called boring judges. However, The X Factor has produced successful artists such as Leona Lewis, who is a multi-platinum selling artist and a 3-time Grammy Award nominee. They've also produced One Direction, as you probably know, who are successful as well as in the States, as well as the recent winners Little Mix, that are also doing very well considering bands have a very bad reputation with The X Factor. Even though X Factor produced these, people still want to tune into something different on a Saturday.
I would prefer to watch something else over it, like a movie or something.
If I'm in on Saturday night, I'll watch Take Me Out. I love Take Me Out. I don't know why, but I just do.
I prefer to watch Take Me Out. It's really funny.
Quite like Strictly Come Dancing. It's more talent than the singing. I mean, X Factor's pretty good. I mean, there are some people who have amazing voices.
Leona!
But Strictly Come Dancing, the dance moves that they have to learn within a week or less, it's just more impressive, I find.
Take Me Out, because it's funny and it's different to a talent show. And I like Paddy McGuinness, because he makes me laugh.
No, I think The X Factor's the only thing really worth watching on Saturday night, because I don't like other programmes like Strictly Come Dancing, I think they're quite boring.
With more and more reality competition shows creeping on the